The 9 Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination squared off last night in their second televised forum in a week. It was held at Morgan State University in Baltimore and sponsored by the Congressional Black Caucus. NPR's Juan Williams was one of the panelists asking questions. Iraq, again, was the dominant topic, along with domestic issues, especially those of importance to black voters. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
This was the first Democratic debate to be held at a historically black university, and all 9 candidates promised to take the concerns of black voters to heart. African Americans are one of the most important and reliable constituencies in the Democratic Party. Al Gore got 90% of the black vote in 2000. George W. Bush got 9. The Reverend Al Sharpton, a civil rights activist from New York, received loud applause when he warned the other candidates and the party not to take the black vote for granted.
You know, the only thing I never got over in life is I took a young lady to a dance when I was in high school, and she left with somebody else. And that's what the Democrats, some, have done to the black community. We help take you to the dance, and you leave with right-wingers. You leave with people that are antithetical to our history and antithetical to our interests. I'm saying in 2004, if we take you to the party, you're going home with us, or we're not taking you to the party.
Former Illinois Senator Carol Moseley Braun, the other African-American candidate in the field, said her anger at Bush administration policies and her heritage got her into the race.
My grandfather fought for this country in World War I in France, and he came back. He couldn't sit in the front of the bus or even vote, but he did so because he believed in the promise of America. I'm running for president because I want to protect and preserve it.
Thank you.
Vermont's Howard Dean was asked last night how a governor from a state with so few minorities could connect with the concerns of African Americans. Dean had clearly anticipated the question.
Well, if the percent of minorities that's in your state has anything to do with how you can connect with African American voters, then Trent Lott would be Martin Luther King.
When the subject was Iraq, the Democrats once again attacked President Bush for mishandling the occupation. But this time, the anti-war candidates were more aggressive in taking on the candidates who had voted for the use of force. Former House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt repeated his line from last week's debate that Mr. Bush's Iraq policy was a miserable failure. But Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich reminded Gephardt that before he became a vociferous critic of the president on Iraq, Gephardt had helped draft the resolution authorizing force.
Dick, I just want to say that when you were standing there in the Rose Garden with the president and you were giving him advice, I wish that you would have told him no. Because as our Democratic leader, your position helped to inform mightily the direction of the war.
Kucinich was the only Democrat who said he would vote no on the president's request for an additional $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan. Senators John Kerry, John Edwards, and Bob Graham all said they would vote to give U.S. troops the support they needed, but promised to make their vote contingent on getting straight answers from the president about his policy. Only Kucinich said he would bring all the U.S. troops home and replace them with U.N. peacekeepers. The other Democrats, even ones who called Iraq a quagmire, said they would not pull U.S. troops out. Howard Dean, who in last week's debate said American troops had to come home, said something different last night.
We can't do that. We cannot lose the peace in Iraq. If we leave Iraq to chaos, Al-Qaeda may move in. If we leave Iraq to a fundamentalist Shiite regime with Iranian influence, we will be in both circumstances worse off than we were when Saddam Hussein was president.
Only Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, the most hawkish of the group, said he would be willing to commit more American troops if the international force the president is now seeking does not materialize. All the other Democrats called for internationalizing the conflict, but none of them would say what they would do if large numbers of foreign troops are not made available. The biggest clash of the evening came between Dean, who has taken the lead in Iowa and New Hampshire, and Lieberman, the one Democrat who has been willing in the debates to take Dean on. Lieberman said Dean had broken with America's staunchest ally, Israel.
That, with all respect, is exactly what Howard Dean's comments over the last week about the Middle East have done. We do not gain strength as a negotiator if we compromise our support of Israel. Let me say to Governor Dean, he has said he wouldn't take sides, but then he has said Israel ought to get out of the West Bank and an enormous number of the settlements ought to be broken down.
I'm disappointed in Joe. My position on Israel is exactly the same as Bill Clinton's. I want to be
Excuse me, Joe.
I didn't interrupt you, and I appreciate you didn't interrupt me. I think America needs to be an honest broker. We desperately need peace in the Middle East. It doesn't help, Joe, to demagogue this issue We're all Democrats. We need to beat George Bush so we can have peace in the Middle East.
The Democrats meet again in New York City in 2 weeks. The debates will continue through the fall and winter until the primaries and caucuses begin in January. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Baltimore.